if you win Olympic gold, don't make the mistake of putting it on Instagram. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Biden administration is working on a plan now to require nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be fully vaccinated against COVID as part of a plan to reopen international travel. The administration calls it a phased approach with a timeline not yet nailed down. Today in Australia, not just some more COVID rules, but a new lockdown in the state of Victoria covering 6 million people. Authorities hope it'll last a week. Vaccination rates in Australia are among the lowest in the world. Here's the BBC's Phil Mercer in Australia.
Australia went 3 decades without a recession. It's now looking quite likely, according to forecasters, that it could have 2 recessions in just over a year. The forecast is for this September quarter for the Australian economy to be extremely grim. ANZ, which is one of Australia's main banks, it's forecasting the economy will shrink in this quarter by 1.3%. The Commonwealth Bank is even more gloomy. It's forecasting a fall of 2.7%. And what that, of course, translates into some businesses collapsing, jobs lost, and incomes lost as well. There will be very loud calls for the federal government to step in with the sort of mammoth financial assistance it brought in last year that did protect many hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Phil Mercer, BBC. Double gold medalist Elaine Thompson-Herah was temporarily suspended from Instagram on Tuesday. That was after the Jamaican sprinter shared a video of her winning the race. The post violated the International Olympic Committee's rules about exclusive broadcast rights. Instagram reinstated Thompson-Herah's account, but as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, athletes' social media accounts are often tied to earning a living.
When an athlete wins at the Olympics, the gold medals are often followed by a real gold rush. New medalists often see a surge in sponsorships and social media followers. So Anne Peguero of the University of Guelph in Canada says getting locked out, even temporarily, is a big deal.
You're instantly losing out in numbers of new followers, and those followers are essentially what sponsors are buying.
But the International Olympic Committee has huge financial interests here too. Exclusive broadcast agreements worth more than $4 billion, says Lisa Pikemaster Alexis at UMass Amherst.
For them, the exclusivity is really where the value lies.
Instead of posting their own videos of their competitions, some athletes post behind-the-scenes moments, like this one, where British diver Tom Daley gives a tour of his Olympic hotel room.
We've got a big old shower, and yes, we try. We come for everyone in that shower at the same time.
Anything they can do to build their brand. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up, each of them 0.2%. When the pandemic forced schools to close and learning to move online last year, it brought a lot of change to the businesses supplying schools. Nika Brown, founder and CEO of a school notebook company, Innovation Supplies Worldwide in Louisiana, saw her sales drop 60%, but she's hoping now for a strong back-to-school season this fall. She works with artists to produce school notebooks with covers that go way beyond dog, sun, soccer ball. Our Back to Business series here on the Marketplace Morning Report is focused on minority-owned businesses trying to move out from under pandemic. And she joins us from Lafayette, Louisiana. Ms. Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So when the pandemic hit and schools went remote, I can't imagine that was good for your business, selling paper notebooks and things like that. What happened to you?
Yeah, it was not good at all. A lot of teachers were not passing out in-person assignments, so a lot of parents were not buying school supplies and, you know, let their kids do everything through laptops, which I feel like is not necessarily the best way to go, because now kids are not getting the correct levels of handwriting experience that they should be getting.
Now, students are going back this time around. Are you seeing a pickup?
I am. I'm seeing a pickup, but I'm also seeing that a lot of students and parents and teachers alike are still hesitant to leave the digital altogether. And so that's where I come in and advocate for there still being a note-taking presence as well as a digital presence.
Ms. Brem, what do you need most right now as a business owner?
What I would need most right now, I feel like, are quality connections. I don't feel as if, being a military veteran, my voice has much influence in the community. As a single mother, I feel as if a lot of people in the community look at me as if they don't think that single mothers should be entrepreneurs. And also funding. I've been fundraising for the last 5 years for my business, and I've only raised $3,000. And so to be a manufacturer, you need more than $3,000 to get a leg up in this America right now.
Wait, some people think you're doing a disservice to your daughter because you took the entrepreneurial route. What do they want you to do? Like, have a 9-to-5 job or something?
Absolutely. That's what my mom wants. That's what my dad wants. That's what my brother wants. That's what my sister wants. And those are, you know, primarily my biggest family members. And everyone is saying I need to go and get a job.
I mean, a business is a job, but I guess that's the case you try to make.
Absolutely. And so it's been a journey these last 5 years, and I can't wait to show them that this is where I'm staying.
Nika Brown is the founder and CEO of Innovative Supplies Worldwide, a school supply business in Louisiana. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Her site, innovativesupplies.net, has a lot of school notebooks with covers with vivid African-American themes. And get vaccinated up and get $1,000 from the boss if you work for the big investment company Vanguard in the U.S. with nearly 17,000 employees here. The company wants it done by October, and Vanguard people who got the vaccines already can still get the money. I'm David Brancaccio, our morning report from APM, American Public Media.